I'm Scott Bates. I was a senior policy advisor for the U.S. House Homeland Security Committee, and I've worked in the Middle East extensively on democracy assistance projects. I was also Secretary of State of the state of Virginia here in the U.S. I'm president of the Center for National Policy, a think tank here in Washington, D.C. I've worked extensively in the Middle East, in Iraq, the Gulf, and also here in the U.S. Congress. So I really try to present information to members of Congress and people in the Washington, D.C. policy community about the most important issues facing America and the world, and sometimes try to propose some potential solutions as well. Because of globalization, we're all brought closer together in a very immediate way. There's nowhere in the world that's more than a day away from each other. And because of the internet, television, radio, think about it. Our grandparents didn't really have this world that we live in today. You could go your whole life as an American and never meet anyone from Turkey or even from Mexico, for that matter. But now we're interacting. That's all a very positive development. However, we're bumping into each other as cultures. And misunderstandings can happen and do happen. So I think that the real challenge for all of us as human beings, not just members of different societies and different nations, different religions, is to essentially give the benefit of the doubt to most people out there that their intentions are good until you're proven otherwise. That's one way to remove prejudice, basic prejudice, which happens in every society with every group. The second is to, even when there are setbacks, when there are acts of violence through terrorism, to make sure that you don't brand the perpetrators as representing all of their people. So to say that all Americans are bad because of the actions of a few soldiers, to say that the actions of all Muslims are wrong because of a few terrorist incidents, we have to get past that mentality. And it takes a lot of goodwill, but a lot of hard work and persistence as well. Well, indeed, as you mentioned, the three Abrahamic religions together have the same basic principles. Now, I'm far from any expert on the religions, but it's very clear, thou shalt not kill, you should love your neighbor as yourself, you should love God above all. So, look, there's much common ground. But the fact is, within Christianity for 2,000 years, there have been fights, there have been wars. Within Islam, the same thing, and difficulties within Judaism as well. So even within those religions, they've had their struggles because of people's ambitions, because of their lack of understanding. So we all have to work harder. I'm an optimist. I think that with God, all things are possible. And I think with people of goodwill working together that, you know, we can move forward. When you are not accountable to your own people, you act in an erratic fashion with other nations. There's an iron law of history. Democracies don't actually fight one another. I challenge anyone to contest that. By democracy, I mean a nation that is founded and respects the rule of law, that has elected representatives, that has an independent judiciary, that has a free press. And there's a reason for that, because those nations are responsible to their publics, and they have to respect their own public. Nations like Iran and others, you mentioned Syria, they are not accountable to their own people. They appoint themselves as the great arbiters and understanders of God's will itself, which is an amazing claim for any human being, really, to put across. So this is why we have these kind of tensions in international relations. And I'm confident that as time goes forward and we see a lot of movements now in the Middle East itself, people demanding to take their destiny into their own hands. We don't know what that will look like yet. That's what the Arab Spring is unfolding before us. I think Turkey can play an historic role in helping the region move forward on a democratic path. Turkey has its own example to show. It's had its rough spots, but it keeps moving forward. And as an Islamic, majority Islamic population in Turkey, but also tolerant of others, it's a great example. A potential example for the rest of the Arab world. So I think what we can do is have the kind of cultural outreach, let's say between all the nations you just mentioned. That can be done at a citizen-to-citizen level. It doesn't have to be formalized in a governmental structure. And it's those kind of bridges that then lead to greater economic and political interactions. So all those nations that you just mentioned, they share in many ways a common heritage. They're neighbors. They're not going anywhere. And that's a key, I think, when we think about the Middle East, is the various peoples there have been there for thousands of years. They're not going anywhere. It's incumbent upon everyone to try and work out their issues. If you go to Jerusalem, it's a beautiful city. All three major religions are represented there. And, you know, it would make sense that all of us can share that wonderful land in peace and have access to it. So, you know, I only know bits and pieces of the Quran. My learning of it is far from complete. But it would seem to me that the basic tenets of all three religions are very close. And that's the foundation to build upon, not an opportunity to divide over small differences. I think any society that has welcomed people from every land has done very well. All across this North American continent, the United States of America has people from every corner of the world, speaking many different languages, sharing many different faiths, but we are united in our belief that we can live together in peace and prosper together. And it's been, that's the thing I'm most proud of our country. If we come back here in 300 years, the Americans you see will look different generally than our majority population today. Our language may be adjusted differently, who knows, the language is dynamic, yet the underlying unity of the United States, our Constitution, our sense of tolerance will remain. If those things are intact, I'm very optimistic for my country. I'm optimistic for all countries. Right. Well, it would make sense that Turkey, as it goes forward, I mean, you think of Turkish history, it's been a crossroads for the world. And Turkey has prospered when it was welcoming of all kinds of different people. When you think of the Ottoman Empire back in the day, it consisted of vizars and others who were from all over the empire. So it makes sense as Turkey's going forward to be a welcoming place. Turkey is a great nation. Islam is a great religion, and I think that Turkey has much to give to the world. So I look forward to working with all of you in the future. Well, anything that can be done to further the tolerance between the great religions of the world is a positive thing, and so thank you very much. Good luck, Channel A9.